I'm Phil Nee with sports. The WIAA baseball tournament continued yesterday with sectional semifinals and games played at Blair Taylor yesterday. First of all, it was a victory for Aliva Strum over Pittsville 4-0. In the other semifinal, Royal edged DeSoto. That final score was 9-1. In the championship game, Aliva Strum got the win against Royal in a tight 2-1 ball game. They advanced to state. Johnson Creek moves on with a 14-2 six-inning victory in their game against Barneveld. Barneveld earlier in the day had knocked off Pecatonica 8-3. In Division 3 yesterday, Aquinas was a 9-3 winner at Prairie du Chien in the championship game against New Glarus. New Glarus earlier in the day had won 4-0 in the game against Marshall, and Aquinas had ended the year for Viroqua 12-2 in six innings. Also advancing from Division 2, Edgewood was a 3-2 victor in the semifinal over Reedsburg. In the other early game, Waupun was a 4-1 victor against Jefferson. In the title game, Edgewood got the win 10-5 to advance to the WIAA state tournament next week. Three divisions were crowned champions at the State Boys Golf Tournament yesterday. Wanakee won the Division I Team Championship with a four-player 36-hole score of 619 for the two-day tournament. The Warriors won their first Boys Golf Team title in their third state appearance. Lakeland won its first Boys Golf Team Championship in the Thunderbirds' eighth state appearance, capturing the Division II title with a four-player 27-hole score of 463. And Mineral Point claimed the Division III team championship after finishing runner-up last year and third in 2022. It's the Pointers' first state team title in eight appearances. Chautauqua Weyerhaeuser finished runner-up with a score of 503. Senior Logan Weisinger of Durand, Arkansas, was the Division III individual medalist at plus five with a score of 113 on 27 holes. Last year's champion, senior Kian Bristol Flores of Cambridge, tied for second place. Senior Carson Mersberger of Elkhart Lake Glen Beulah, they each had a plus six and shooting scores of 114. State track concluded over the weekend, and there certainly were some highlights. Michael Hernan has more.
State Boys and Girls Track and Field Championships produced 18 champions and 117 event champions at Veterans Memorial Field Sports Complex Saturday. Arrowhead won the Division I Boys Team Championship for the fourth year in a row by accumulating 60 points, and Onalaska was runner-up with 44 points. In Division II, Lakeside Lutheran rolled to the title with 81 points, 44 points more than second-place Somerset with 37 points. Iola Scandinavia was the team champion in Division III with 45 points, and Stratford finished second with 34 points. Arrowhead also won the Division I girls team title, compiling 67 points. It marks the first time in Division I that both genders have won the team championships in the same year. In Division II, senior Caden Rombot of Bigfoot successfully cleared 17-2 in the pole vault to set the record in the event. And Gavin Sargent of Lodi broke the triple jump record with a distance of 47.5. The Division III pole vault record also fell with a 16-6 effort by senior Sam Crenshaw of Bangor. Also in Division III, senior Charlie Vader of Iola Scandinavia won the 32-meter run with a record time of 9 minutes and 2.57 seconds. There were four girls' records set in Division II. Sophomore Aletta Uden of Osceola raced to a pair of new records in winning the 100 and 300 hurdles with the times of 14.19 seconds and 43.27 seconds, respectively. Senior Mackenzie Wisbrocker of Anago set the record in the long jump with a leap of 19.5. And the New Berlin West 800-meter relay won their preliminary heat with a record time of 1 minute and 41.52 seconds before winning the title in the final. Aaron Moore of Lord's Academy owns the Division 3 record in the 800 run after winning the event in a time of 2 minutes and 10.48 seconds. And the Cameron 16-meter relay won their preliminary heat with a record time of 3 minutes and 57.44 seconds before winning the title in the final. In the boys' wheelchair events, Gianni Gindero of Marquette won the 800 race in a record time of 1 minute and 56.02 seconds. And senior Grant Shipley of Barron set the record in the shot put with a throw of 27.2. There were several champions that have won multiple individual event titles in the same event during their careers, including one four-time winner and a pair of three-time gold medalists. Senior Eliana Shipley of Rice Lake won her fourth Division II championship in the 400 dash with a time of 55.85 seconds. Junior Luchi Aizpiroa of Amory won her third Division II title in the 100 dash with a time of 11.92 seconds. And Smith won his third crown in the boys' Division I shot put. 18 individuals won more than one state title in the meet, including two wheelchair athletes and a boys' distance runner that won three titles. Sophomore Megan Eggstad of Sun Prairie East was the champion in the 400 and 800 races in addition to the shot put, and Gindero won the boys' 100, 400, and 800 wheelchair races. Junior Manny Putz of Onalaska also won three events, earning titles in the 1600 and 3200 runs, as well as being a member of the winning 3200 meter relay team. For WRCO Sports, I'm Michael Hernan.
Thank you, Michael. Church League softball went on last night. Rainy weather washed out late games for the Richland Center Church League softball last night. In the early matchups, St. Mary's downed Free Methodist 20-4. Grant Worthington was 4-for-4 with a home run. Brandon Ewing added three hits for St. Mary's. Jeremiah Hassel had a walk, double, and a run scored for Free Methodist. Andy Niemeyer saved a home run with a dramatic over-the-fence catch. And Church of the Nazarene pounded out over 25 hits in topping the Mission 16-2. Several players on the Nazarene team had two or more hits. The 8-15 games were called off due to rain. Commissioners will determine when or if games will be made up. Action continues next Tuesday night. You can find out more information about the schedule from rcchurchleague.com. The rain finally held off long enough last night for men's golf play at Quail Run. The previous 2 weeks were rained out. Best scores last night, it was Neil Mahoney, Joe Halverson, and Ken Nix Sr., all with 38s. Neil had a birdie on hole one. Chris Fink fired a 40. Aaron Halverson, Rich Barrancott, and Brett Montre each had 43s. Aaron birdied hole three, as did Rich Barrancott. The other golfers that were doing well last night and holes that were played under par, Jake Colloy with a birdie on hole two. Andy Marshall birdied hole five. Caden Dilley birdied hole eight. Dale Mortimer with a birdie on hole eight. And Rod Reitz birdied hole eight. Flag prize winners, Neil Mahoney with the closest third shot on hole one, Jake Colloy the longest putt on hole two, Aaron Halverson the closest to the pin on hole three, Chris Fink closest second shot on hole four, Ken Nix Sr. longest drive in the fairway on hole five, Bruce Pifrone longest putt on hole six, Steve Gary with the closest to the pin on hole seven, and Dale Mortimer with the longest putt on hole eight, Jason Schultz closest second shot on hole nine at Quail Run. For a second straight night, the Brewers' offense was quiet, wasting a good pitching performance in that 2-1 loss in 10 innings at Philadelphia. Milwaukee will try to salvage the final game of the series this afternoon at 5 minutes after 3 on WRCE, FM 107.7, and AM 1450. Manager Pat Murphy's crew took the lead in the third when Blake Perkins doubled, went to third on a flyout, and then scored on a grounder. The Phillies tied it again, an eighth-inning home run, then won it in the ninth when Nick Castellanos singled in the winning run. Manager Pat Murphy talked about the good pitching effort.
To shut him out for that many innings, you know, and with those guys, it's pretty special. And then the girl made one tough pitch, and one bad pitch, and good piece of hitting at the end by Castellanos, a really good major league hitter.
Murphy says the team just couldn't get those clutch hits.
We didn't execute when we had to, and we didn't get the big hit. And, I thought our pitching staff did a nice job for the most part and kind of didn't get things to go our way. So results in the loss and the extra inning loss is tough.
Left-hander Aaron Ashby was promoted to start today's game. Also in the National League, Pittsburgh 1-0 over the Dodgers. The Mets 6, Washington 3, Cincinnati 4-1 over Colorado. Arizona beat San Francisco 8-5. In the American League, Cleveland 8, Kansas City 5, Yankees 5-1 over Minnesota. Baltimore 10, Toronto 1, Detroit 3, Texas 1, Seattle 4-3 over Oakland. Interleague play, Atlanta 8-3 over Boston, Tampa Bay 9, Miami 5, the Cubs 7-6 over the White Sox, Houston 8, St. Louis 5, the Angels 4-2 over San Diego. The Packers front office wants to get Jordan Love's contract extension worked out before training camp starts July 22nd. General Manager Brian Gutekunst says negotiations are being held right now. Love has 1 year remaining on his current contract, but reaching an agreement would eliminate a big distraction during a season the team feels it has a chance to make a run toward the Super Bowl. The price point went up a few million when Lions quarterback Jared Goff signed a contract paying him an average of $53 million a year. Jordan Love was asked about the team's receiving core as OTAs continue. The fact the Packers don't have a true number one.
I think it's a good problem to have. And I think, you know, you don't have to have a number one receiver. I think it works out well when you can spread the ball out and you got different guys making different plays and you can put them in different areas. I think it puts a lot more stress on the defense and, you know, the calls that they can get in. So I think in the long run, it helps us.
I'm Phil Nee for WRCO Sports.